Mr. Acting Chairman, I'd like to speak against the re-election of Mr. Ryan on a few grounds. I agree with Mr. Curry's position on the workload, but I also think that even though David says that he can't talk about ABC Learning, the objective facts of the situation, in my view, and in the view of an unprecedentedly large number of your professional investors, is that the result should be that he should not continue to serve as chairman of a ASX top 100, given that debacle. Now, obviously, the situation is that he's been margin called out of his shares, the stock's been suspended for 2 months, the market cap is down to $300 million, the claimed market cap in the balance sheet is $2.3 billion. There's been myriad related party transaction fiascos, booking of development profits through the audit process that shouldn't have been booked, related party deals with the contract labour firm, the brother-in-law of Eddie Groves doing all the construction work, another director, Bill Bessemer, being a shareholder and director of Ostock, which did all the capital raisings. Basically, more than $2 billion has been smoked. ABC Learning has been a governance debacle of monumental proportions, and the chairman of the audit committee, the most credible, reputable director on that board, is our chairman. And the honourable thing to do in this situation would be to not seek another term at Transurban. And the board, in my view, has erred in not forcing the issue before this meeting. Mr. Ryan has erred in not reading the tea leaves. And now you are about to suffer the largest protest vote in the history of institutional voting in Australia against an incumbent chairman. And still this board seems to be stoically digging in behind a chairman who clearly should not be serving in the long term. When the previous chairman, Laurie Cox, got a protest vote of about 10% a couple of years ago, when the proxy advisers recommended against him because it was untenable to have an executive director of Macquarie Bank also chairing Transurban, when clearly Macquarie and Transurban were competitors in the toll road space, Laurie quietly resigned 3 months later and the new chairman took over. Clearly, the message today is for the same thing to happen. The rest of the board needs to take the issue up and deal with it. You've received the message loud and clear from your shareholders. It's causing bad press and collateral damage to our company. Mr. Ryan's hands and commitments are completely full at ABC Learning, and if we're going to have any semblance of director accountability in Australia, then it's this sort of situation where the rest of you directors need to act. So I'd urge all shareholders tonight to go with the strength of what the institutions have done and to send the message to this board that we want to send some broader accountability message, not just because Transurban's going fine and this is unrelated, but that basically David Ryan is a fiduciary for all shareholders in Australia. There has been a situation elsewhere which many people think precludes him from continuing to serve here, and this board needs to heed that message tonight. Thank you.
I may reply to that as we come to the close of discussion, but let me leave the floor open if there's any further discussion on this resolution. If not, the only observation I was about to make is that I think it behooves all of us to be very careful to distinguish between fact and allegation. And I will not prophesy the result, since we are, after all, going to a poll. So Mr. Mayne appears to be well informed, or else better at crystal balling than some of us.